Morning, Tone. How are you going?
I'm very well, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. Counting down to seeing your fabulous filly in action again at the Valley on Friday night. And I know you took her there yesterday and you were pretty happy with the piece of work she did.
Yeah, I was, Michael. She was very good. The ground had plenty of juice in it there yesterday morning. And but look, she had a nice piece of work. I did a little more with her than I had planned because she just looked so full, and as she does. But look, she breezed around there, and Lukey Curry said she felt great. She pulled up, had a really healthy blow, and then cleaned herself up really quickly. So I think that's got her right where we needed to be for Friday night.
Yeah, she seems like she's a remarkable doer to bounce out of the Newmarket handicap, which was such a tough win, and just to continue to put on weight.
Yeah, well, look, most of the horses that I've been involved with over the years that elite level horses, you most of the time got them in cotton wool and nursing them and trying to get them there. And this filly, she's as tough as old boots, I tell you. She just, the tougher the better for her.
Last time she went to the Valley, everything went wrong in the Manicato. Were you keen to get her back there just to refresh her and give her a nice experience? Can horses remember when they've had a bad experience at a track?
Look, I think they can. You know, they remember if they get interfered with badly enough or if they have a fall. They're very nervous in a field after that. And I just felt that, you know, she just didn't enjoy that race at all at the Valley that night. And you could see why by watching it. So, you know, whilst it's not under race conditions, But it certainly, if it didn't make her feel better, it made me feel better, Michael.
Yeah, well, she had absolutely no luck whatsoever on that day. Obviously, no concerns, though, with the night atmosphere and the lights?
No, look, there was some talk in some areas that the lights were at fault. But, look, I don't believe that to be the case. She just made a mistake at the start that night and was slow away. And in these big races, as soon as that happens and you're one of the favourites, you're just going to get shut out, and that's what happened to her, and she just got knocked from pillar to post from that point on.
Got Luke Curry back in action on her because she has a weight that he can ride at, so he'll be very happy to be reunited as well. Outside of the William Reid, all going well on Friday night, is the plan to head to Sydney, or what's the future hold for her?
Yeah, look, I think we will. That TJ Smith just maps beautifully for her. It's a weight for age, 1,200, big, tough contest, which she'll love. And so we'll head that way. Both, you know, the bulk of her form's been on the Sydney leg, as you know, so there's no problems there. And I suppose the only query I have is the weather in Sydney. We've just got to be a little bit careful and watchful of that, but we'll get her up to Sydney after this, get her on the Sydney leg again, and then make a decision as we get closer to the time.
We were going to see a very valuable younger sister today at Bendigo, Sister, but I see you've scratched her. Any reason?
Yeah, I had her in on last Friday night as well. She's overreached her heel, and it's just, it's absolutely fine, but it's very bruised, and it's just taken a while for her action to come right, so I'm not taking any risks, of course, with any of mine, but she was sort of 98%, and that's just not quite good enough. So we've waited, I'll try and get her to Bendigo on the 30th in that Gold Rush race.
We've only seen her once, and she ran well. Does she show some of the potential that her big sister does?
Oh, yeah, she does. She does. If you remember, Melbourne Cup Day was an incredible day. She was in race one when the track was probably a heavy 12.
That's right.
It deluged just before the race. And if you get a chance to watch it, Michael, she had them all beat. She was the last one to come off the bit. But when she did come off the bit, she got bogged.
Mm.
And she just didn't handle the heavy track. And I'm not saying she won't handle heavy ground, but she'd never, ever seen it. And then it turned into a real mudlark race, that race, and then the track tidied up after that. But so I thought she ran a superb race at her first start.
All right, we'll wait for her in a couple of weeks. And just on Sunlight too, there's been a lot of talk about, last time we spoke to you, the Everest in the spring and possibly the Golden Eagle. any movement on a slot there? Because I know that Mrs. Fung is a part owner. So have we got any movement there?
No, look, there's been interest for sure. But none of these decisions will be made. They'll be made as a group, Michael. But she's pretty attractive, I would have thought, if you were a slot holder going towards the Everest. So, look, I'm not channeling too much energy into that right at the moment. It's a long way away. We are going to the Everest, yes, and we will need a slot, and we'll just see how things unfold.
What about a little closer to home this weekend? You've got some nice runners. Desert Lashes, you're going to have a crack at the 55-second challenge on Friday night. 54.77, written choice, the time to beat.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very keen to have a crack at that. And I took her to Moonee Valley yesterday just to have a look around. She's only had the one run for me, and she ran a superb race at Moonee Valley and got beat by Ashlaw by a long neck.
Mm.
So really good, strong form. And you see what Ashlaw's done since that race. So nice to have her back there. And she's pretty quick. She won her first eight races, and she's a very fast mare, so I'm looking forward to her Friday.
And you've got a nice horse, Mayan, who was very impressive on debut as well. Will she be running on Friday night?
He's called Mayan.
Mayan.
I know it's spelt M-A-Y, but it's Mayan. So I think they were the first civilized people, the Mayans, so they tell me.
Your history's better than mine.
Yeah, no, it's not that good, I can tell you. But look, he was super impressive in Adelaide, Michael, at his debut. He's a colt that I've really liked all the way through, and it was just nice to see him go to the races and put them away like he did. So a big step up coming from that to this, but he had a little look around Moonee Valley yesterday morning as well, and I'm looking forward to seeing where he sits.
And I see you got Manuel entered in the Hariba Stakes on Saturday. Will he come back to the 1200?
He will. I wanted to find a race for him to run in before I take him up to Sydney for the All Age, the 1400 Group 1. And the William Reid was the obvious race until I decided to take the stablemate there. And I just said to the ownership group of him that we shouldn't ask him to take her on. So we'll go to the Hariba. He'll get a bit of weight in it, but he's really freshening up beautifully, that horse. So he'll run really well at Mornington and then go up to Sydney for the All Age.
Oh, he's certainly had a great autumn carnival so far. Can you find us a winner today, Tony? We've got the scratching of Sister, but you've got Lassiter, who was on debut, well on the market. You've got Scramjet, who won very well on debut in South Australia as well. Who do you think's your best today?
Yeah, look, probably Scramjet. I think he did a great job at an unsuitable distance. I ran him at 1,200 and he got the job done, but he struggled at the trip, so I've gone straight to the mile. Lassiter's worked really nicely coming into this race. I think she's a filly that looks well-placed in a filly's maiden. And my other filly, Fleeting Feeling, goes very well also, and she's in a 64 race where she looks well-placed. So my three will run very well there today.
Could be a good day. And just a quick one as I say goodbye. How's Hay Doc going?
Unfortunately, Haydock needs to have some surgery now. We gave him all the time off, and I sent him down for a bone scan a week ago, and just to see where we're at. And the recommendation now is for him to have some surgery, which we've asked the ownership group to agree to, and we'll give him a chance to get back that way. But he's another 3 or 4 months, I'd say.
Oh, that's disappointing news. Tony, thanks for the update today. Good luck on Friday night with Sunlight.
Thanks for talking to me, Michael.